Wonkanoi worldwide, and thank you for joining for this third of three this go-round for Argentina. Discovered a lot of really great bands along the way on this one, and just in general for that matter. After this, we got at least four for Brazil. I bet by the time it's all said and done, it might be like six, I don't know. But we'll definitely have quite a few with bands from Brazil. But a lot of great stuff through Central and South America as we get winding down journey number two. If you've been listening for a while, then you know the first trip around the world was kind of quick, you know. Making my way through, kind of giving the outline of what I was doing with this show. But the second one, definitely more in depth. And this third go around, that'll be starting in about a month or so, probably right after Punk Rock Bowling. For any of you that might be going, I'll be there. Let me know. We'll meet up. We'll be doing it just very different in the sense that not snaking our way through country to country. It'll just be bouncing all over. But it'll still be very focused on each individual country. Got lists, so if there's anywhere out there, let me know. I'll more or less be choosing just based on the quantity of bands that I get recommendations, suggestions for, stuff that I've come across. It'll definitely be focused on primarily bands that I probably missed the first time around or bands that have come out with new stuff since the last time around, and then anybody that somebody's recommended, which I guess falls into that first category. Anyway, back to Argentina. Got a lot of great stuff here for the weekend. I'll be doing some new songs for April. And by the way, it's going to be a Bandcamp Friday. So if you've been saving up on your wish lists or whatever it's called on Bandcamp, well, Friday would be a good time to go support a couple bands. And you might find some here on this episode that you would like to do that with. We're going to jump into a compilation. That's the word I'm looking for. Fuego number 4, Invasion 88. Came out in 1988. And it's on a Spanish label. I think they just reissued it not that long ago. It's how I come across it. But all the bands from Argentina, and there's a lot. I could have played a bunch, but again, I'm not trying to like cover an entire compilation, like a little bit, give you an idea, and then you can go check it out. Attack 77 was also on that compilation. So you can go check it out. Fuego a las Fronteras on Bandcamp, and they've got other stuff, but you can get into this one and check out some other cool Argentinian punk rock from 1988. We're going to play the track from Comando Suicida. The track is Ultimo Recurso. The band are actually found on Instagram at comando.suicida. So you can check them out there. We're going to check out that track now. Let's go with Comando Suicida. Here goes.
Revolución. Papa tercera, posición. Último, recurso, el pueblo lo pedía. Último, recurso, Argentina vencerá.
Suicide, man, that was really cool. The other bands that are on that compilation, and it is available on LP plus DVD, by the way, in a blue vinyl. Oh, I take it back. It looks like it's sold out. That sucks. Anyway, Fuegos a las Fronteras is in Barcelona. You can go over to the Bandcamp. You can still get this digitally. Los Laxantes, Attack 77, División Autista, Flema. Exeroica, obviously Comando Suicida, Defensa y Justicia, Rigidez Cadaverica, Conmoción Cerebral, and Los Baraja. Those are all the bands that are on that one, and they have others as well, but I think it's super cool that, and the artwork's pretty good too, definitely of the era. Great stuff out of Argentina. Next up, we're going to do the band Tango 14. They're out of Buenos Aires in Argentina. Find them on Facebook at Tango14. In 2016, they put out Kiosco, Bares y Tribunas, and we are going to be playing the track Che Barra Brava. Cool track from them, great band. Let's get into some Tango 14. They got a few releases. If you remember on the last episode, I was mentioning Hoy Algo Está Pasando. We have a few bands, not as many, but a few from that Bandcamp page. You can find some of those releases, including this one. So still go look there. Remember, Bandcamp Friday this Friday. Go support some bands. A band, even if it's one band, you supported somebody. Bandcamp Friday, somebody gets just a little bit more in their pockets. Anyway, Che Barra Brava, let's go.
Hey!
Tango, Fortinche Barra Brava, great stuff from them. We got so much more from Argentina to go on this episode. Next, we head to Mendoza in Argentina. The band is Chop Oi. April 12th of 2022, they put out an EP called Chaos, K-A-O-S, Chaos. You can find them at Chop Oi on Facebook. Vivir Muriendo is the track. The majority of these bands, if not most, if not all of that, are found over on Bandcamp. So, I'll probably mention a few more times just because I am pro more money into the independent artist pocket. So if you want to be helpful, and it doesn't even have to be any of these bands. I mean, any of these bands, I'm sure, would greatly appreciate it. But whoever you've been listening to, either on this show, some other podcasts, or just discovering on your own, it's a good time to go support some bands. Again, even if it's just one. But on top of that, least we can do, go follow them on their Bandcamp, follow them on their social medias, and let them know people are interested in their stuff. Let's go. Vivir Muriendo from Chop Oi. Here it is.
Bebiendo más, vivir muriendo.
great stuff. Chop hoy vivir muriendo. Next up, we head from Mendoza to Buenos Aires, which will be there a few times. I mean, it's the capital and all. But we're going to the band Old Glory. On August 27th of 2013, they release Recuerdos Felices. And we're going to check out their track, Nuestro Fuego Sagrado. There is no social medias I could find, but I mean, if you look up Old Glory, I mean, I found some bands, but like cover bands in the South here in the U.S. It was not this band. This does not sound like a cover band from the South in the U.S. Some cool hardcore here from Buenos Aires. So let's get to the track from that release, Old Glory's track, Nuestro Fuego Sagrado.
Okay, let's do it again from You're Not Hardcore. One, two, three.
Said some cool hardcore there. That was Old Glory. Next up, we head to La Rioja in Argentina for the band Cargo de Conciencia. Conciencia. Yeah, I think I got that right. At least as close as I'm going to get. Anyway, January 19th of 2014, they put out Mil Estrellas y Un Bar. And we're going to play a track from there in just a second. You can go find them over on Instagram at KDK.punk for Cargo de Conciencia. Again, that's KDK, KargoDeConciencia. Cambio is the track, so let's get to some Cargo de Conciencia. Here it is.
Hay tanta gente que muere sin esperanza y amor. No te importa nada. Esta sociedad que nunca nos da. Y vos, policía,
definitely a killer punk band there. Cargo de Conciencia. That was Cambio. Next, we head to Rosario in Argentina. I think that's probably the city we hit the second most behind Buenos Aires. Mendoza is probably the third throughout all three episodes. I could be wrong. That just seems like that one pops up a lot, which is cool. Next, we're going to be playing the band Fuera de Control from Rosario. They put out Violencia al Estado, Violence Against the State. And they put that out May 1st of 2015. You can find them at FDK Punk on Facebook and at Fuera de Control _ on Instagram. We're going to play the title track this go around, Violencia al Estado. So from Rosario, let's get to it. Here is Fuera de Control. Of really good stuff on all three of these episodes, as I like to say, because I pick stuff that I like to hear for sure. All killer, no filler. Again, that was Fuera de Control. Next up, we've got the band Pisando Barro. Don't know where in Argentina this one was on, the Hoy Algo Está Pasando, and I couldn't find where specifically from Argentina they are, but from Argentina, and I didn't find any social medias. According to Hoy Algo Está Pasando, this came out May 2nd of 2021. Like I said, some of those were in the more recent years, 2019, 2020, 21, 22, and so forth. But a lot of those releases were prior to that in like 2017 and 2015 and so forth. Anyway, Hardcore Punk, I think, is the name. Otherwise, it's just a self-titled Pisando Barro and then saying that they're a hardcore punk band, which is on the album cover. Either way, you'll find it. You'll know it. Violencia. So the last one was Violence Against the State. This one's just Violence. Violencia from Pisando Barro. Let's go. Violencia. 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 Violencia en la calle. Violencia policial. Violencia del Estado. Violencia. man, awesome stuff. You can find that release and this next release, Crucificados. Oh, by the way, shout out, got a recommendation. I was already planning on playing this, but on the post that I just made yesterday for the Argentina Part 2 for this band, Crucificados. I meant to look that up just to make sure I was playing the same thing. I guess I got ahead of myself here and meant to get back to that before I got into this. But they put out their demo EP on April 16th of 2023, and you can find them at crucificados.streetpunk on Instagram. Inutil, I-N-U-T-I-L, Inutil is the name of the track. They're from Santa Cruz in Argentina. Let's get to that track from their demo. Here's Crucificados. Crucificados. I wish I would have paid more attention. There's a lot more tracks to choose from than simply that demo, and it looks like that demo might have actually come out in 2020. I also got that off of Hoy Algo Está Pasando, which I'm glad I did because I did come across it. But over on Spotify right now, you can go get Estilo de Vida, De Vida, rather. And that actually just came out last month, March 17th. I know we're on the last day of April, but it was about 6 weeks ago, March 17th of 2025. And a lot of really other great tracks that I'm excited to go check out. So Andres, thank you for reaching out. I'm definitely going to check that out. And I hope the rest of you go do the same. Very cool. Next up, we've got heading from Santa Cruz to Posadas. For the band Los Simples, it says July 17th of 2015, they put out their EP 2014, so that might have been in 2014. They formed as a band in 2013. Los Simples page on Facebook is where you'll find them, and Los Simples on Instagram, L-O-S-S-I-M-P-L-E-S. You can also find them on their Bandcamp page off that EP 2014. ¿Quién es El asesino, with a question mark, by the way. That's the name of the track. I'm sure I'm doing that one wrong, but you'll be able to find it. We're going to listen to it here. Los Simples, here it is. but cool. That was Los Simples, ¿Quién es el asesino? I don't know why I'm struggling to say that one. Anyway, next up, Mamushkas, M-A-M-U-S-H-K-A-S, Mamushkas from Buenos Aires. They put out a self-titled Mamushkas in 2009. They have a Facebook and Instagram page. And on Facebook, it is Mamushkas Argentina. And on Instagram, it is mamushkas.oficial. So check them out on those. Regreso en Espiral is the track. So let's get to some stuff from Mamushkas. Is Mamushkas. So many of these bands, like I said, I hadn't heard of until I was doing this on this particular episode before, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago at the most. I don't think a single band on here. Maybe Los Calzones, maybe I played them before. Malambo ska band, which we're going to be getting to towards the end, like the last six or seven tracks are all ska. Maybe I'd played those. Maybe I'd have to look that up. But all the rest, hadn't heard of. So many cool bands in Argentina. No pibe. I don't know what that. No P-I-B-E is the next band. They're from Rosario in Argentina. They formed in 1994. Yeah, 1994. And they put out an EP, three-track EP called Corazón de Motar in September 1st of 2020. So check that out, but they have much more to check out from 94 till now. At no NOPIBE.TRIBU on Facebook and at no_PIBE on Instagram. You can check them out on those. We are actually going to play the title track of that EP, Corazón de Motor. So let's go with No Pib. Pibe. I don't know how to say that. I spelled it for you. You'll find it. The important part is we're going to check it out together. Here goes. Cuando lo apretas, va arrasando todo sin piedad. No Pib, Corazon de Motar. Good stuff from them. Next up, we've got the band Krestamurti. K-R-E-S-T-A-M-U-R-T-I. Krestamurti. They're somewhere in Argentina. On their Bandcamp page, they just say Argentina, so I don't know. It's at the band's name, just the way I spelled it, on both Instagram and Facebook. Nice and easy to find. They put out an album called Idiotas Sutiles, and they put that out August 30th of 2024. Yeah, towards the end of this past year. It's not even a year out yet. It's a full length, a lot of great tracks. We're going to play Las Siamesas de Freaks. So I like the album artwork too. That's pretty great. You'll see it on social media posts, but you can always go to the Bandcamp page, check it out too. Let's go. Krestamurti. I don't know if I'm getting that right. Either way, cool band. Make sure you check them out. Next up, we've got the band Bombas Alondres, also out of Argentina. You can find them at Bombas Alondres. Alondres. That's the band's name. All one word, though, for the band's name on Instagram. On April 8th, reading the 8th, say in August, but it's April 8th, so just over 2 years ago, 2023, they put out a self-titled Bombas Alondres, and we're going to check out the track Espías y la Londres. So Londres is in the band's name, but La Ladrones is the track, Espias y Ladrones. So enough of me trying to do some Spanish here. The album artwork, again, super cool on this one. I like the colors that they chose. A lot of really great album artwork on most of the episodes we do, but just noticing some really cool stuff. So let's check it out. Here is Bombas a Londres. Killer band, Bombas a Londres. Great release from them. Make sure you go check out that self-titled full length. It's just over 2 years old. We've got some ska core next, Niños, Indigo ska core, and then all the rest will be a variety of ska sounds. Niños, Indigo ska core are from Buenos Aires. They released Un Solo Grito on June 5th of 2012. The band are found at Niños Indigo Ska Core on Facebook and at Niños Indigo Ska Core as well over on Instagram. Para que venir al mundo is the track, so let's get into some ska core.
Siga mi cabeza llenándola de dudas.
Fui para curar, ver su familia morir.
Eso dice mucha gente que respuesta pelotuda. Son ciegos los que observan y no quieren opinar. Necios que no quieren ver que tienen potencial. Si miran o se quejan no nos van a parar. Y si quieren que se prendan y seremos muchos más.
Un, dos, tres, va.
Va a venir el niño mundo, qué bonita bendición. Y sus padres con amor se endeudarán hasta el cajón. El niño crecerá y trabajará como una mula. Resignará sus sueños porque la vida es dura. Sus hijos con sus ojos que no quieren escuchar. Muchos pocos se hacen ruido y me quieren callar. Tienen que entender, tienen que reaccionar.
Lo que no saben es que a todos nos pasa.
Dejan de soñar, de su vida, de fracasar.
Si hace todo y si llega la perdición,
debería manejar y no se atenta a vuestra casa.
ska sounds from them. And again, the album artwork, very cool. You should definitely check out album artwork for Niños Indigo Ska Core. Next is also a band from Buenos Aires. The band are Staya Staya, S-T-A-Y-A, S-T-A-Y-A. We're going to change up those ska sounds a little bit now, and we'll enjoy this. At the band's name, Staya Staya, on both Instagram and on Facebook. Solgueres is the release, and it came out July 7th of 2015. And from that release, Carta de Amor is the track. So let's get to it. Great stuff from Staya Staya, Carta de Amor. Next up, we got a bunch more ska, like I said. Generación Ska. They are from Córdoba in Argentina. They formed in 2015. They put out Ska Descontrolado on April 5th of 2023. Very close. 3 days before the Bombas a Londres album came out. I don't know exactly how close they are in proximity, as I don't know where specifically Bombas a Londres are from. But nonetheless, the band formed in 2015. They're at Generación Ska on both Instagram and over on Facebook. We are going to play Sintonía from that Ska Descontrolado release. So let's get to it. Generación Ska.
Yo estoy en sintonía, me siento hoy en sintonía. Yo estoy en sintonía, me siento hoy. De buen humor hoy me levanté, me lavé la cara y desayuné. sintonía. Yo estoy en sintonía. Me siento hoy en sintonía. Yo estoy en sintonía. Me siento hoy. Me puse el sol y me relajé. Con mi guitarra musicalicé. De los problemas no me acordé. Hoy no hay tensiones. Hoy no hay estrés. De buen humor hoy me levanté. Me tiré en el pasto y me relajé. Tomé una fresca y caminé. De las penurias yo me olvidé.
Generación Ska, what cool stuff. Sintonia was the track. Make sure you go check out these cool ska bands, including the next one, Malambo Ska Band. I was talking about them earlier. They're a two-tone ska band that started in 2016. On December 8th of 2023, busy year here in Argentina. A lot of this is pretty recent, but we have played some older stuff, including, I mean, don't forget, we kicked off the show with the track from 1988. Anyway, Sheena is a Punk Rocker is a single that Malambo Ska Band. I mean, they have some originals, but I really dig this Ramones cover that they did. Malambo Ska Band are from Buenos Aires, Argentina. If you dig this, you should definitely go check out their originals too. Malambo Ska Band on Facebook and at Malambo Ska over on Instagram. Sheena is a Punk Rocker. Let's go with some Malambo Ska Band.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, the kids are all hopped up and ready to go. They're ready to go now. They got their surfboards. They're going to the discotheque. But she just couldn't stay. She had to break away. New York City really had. Yeah.
I dig some cool ska. That's some cool ska, and they did a great job on that cover. Speaking of which, we'll be doing a covers episode the first weekend. Well, I guess weekend from this weekend in May. Technically, it's the second weekend of May because this weekend will be the first weekend of May. So about a week and a half, we'll be doing some covers, punk covers. Love them. Next up, we have the band Los Calzones. They are from Lomas de Zamora in Buenos Aires in Argentina. They started in 1988 and a track from 1996 off of Aconcagua, El Gobierno de las Tribus. And I'm sure I did that terribly. But that's the name of the release that came out in 96. We're going to play the track Te Sigo. The band are found at Los Calzones Pagina Oficial over on Facebook. And at Los Calzones Puro Ska over on Instagram. Let's get to Te Sigo from Los Calzones. Calzones, man, that's a cool band right there. We got two more to go before we wrap this up. Sin Etiqueta is the band from Buenos Aires. Find them at Sin Etiqueta Music on Facebook. That's Sinetiqueta Music. We're going to play the track Calidad, we're going to play something off of Calidad Certificada, which came out September 14th of 2018. This track is called Tattoo. Let's go with some Sin Etiqueta.
En la piel, son historias que cuentan el ayer. ¿A dónde vamos? ¿De dónde venimos? Cuando cae la noche siempre viajan conmigo. No importa dónde vas y dónde vas a estar, porque siempre sabes que habrá un lugar. Será uno, tal vez dos o tres. Mejor calidad que cantidad, ¿no crees? El barrio crecerá y las calles nos olvidarán. Nuestro momento nadie nos lo quitará. Y si lo fuimos, y si lo somos, golpes de la vida. Siempre me has salvado. Golpe a golpe seguimos avanzando. Vivimos de pie, nunca arrodillados. Cierro los ojos, viajo donde todo comenzó. Una aguja que marca lo que pasó. Con una idea que representa. Crónicas tatuadas que cuentan lo que es el humo y el polvo. Izamos la bandera de nuestras vidas.
That's cool stuff. Tattoo was the track. It brings us up to the last of the show. Hope you've enjoyed. We had a bit of a variety on here. We had some street punk. We had some classic, you know, some 80s punk. We had just some straight up punk R&R, and then a variety of ska to wrap this up. A lot of great stuff from Argentina. If there's any that I have missed, feel free to let me know after I do Brazil. We'll have a couple weeks of Brazil. But after we do that, I'll catch what's missed, and I might have two. Maybe we'll do a catch what's missed with a variety of Central and South American bands. And then just I already have quite a few new things that I've come across recently as well. So let me know for the weekend. I'm planning on getting them out. It probably won't be all at one time. There'll be two, as always, if not three, as per sometimes. New episodes, or new songs, rather, episodes of songs from April. Got to go through my list of stuff, sort it out, all those things. So hopefully Friday we'll get at least one, and maybe Saturday and or Sunday we'll get the other or others. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up with The Testables, T-H-E-T-E-S-T-A-B-L-E-S, all one word though, out of Mendoza. December 1st of 2017, they put out Terrorismo Cultural, and they are at the band's name on Facebook, just the way I spelled it, and at The Testables Pacha Pachanga Destroy. There we go. I think I got that right over on Instagram. So you can check them out on those. Check them out, all the bands out on the Bandcamp page. You can also follow them there, support them, as it is Bandcamp Friday. This Friday, we're going to wrap this up with Sin Código from the Testables. And I will see you on the next one for some new songs from April. I hope you've enjoyed Argentina as much as I have. So many wonderful bands from Argentina. A lot of great surprises for me this go around. So, and I look forward to hearing from any of you that have more to suggest that I may have missed. We'll catch you on the next one.